Jesus once asked, "What does it matter if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?" It seems that in modern America, despite all the opportunities we have at our fingertips, many fellow Americans have the wrong priorities. Author Tim Gagline is vice president of Focus on the Family, and he recently co-wrote a book called What Really Matters. And he focuses on restoration of faith, restoration of family, restoration of education. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Focal Point, and Tim Gagline joins us again to discuss his new book, What Really Matters. Tim, it's great to have you on the program. Why don't you give us a little bit of background of your own, your own experiences and so forth, and why did you decide to write this book?
Well, as one of the vice presidents at Focus on the Family, Jerry, in the academic year, even though I live and work here in Washington as Focus on the Family's vice president of government and external relations, I'm on a different college campus every week or every other week. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Cornell, Grove City, Hillsdale, Liberty University. I mean, the absolute ideological and worldview gamut. And I wrote a book, my fourth book, called Stumbling Toward Utopia, which was a deep dive history of where the moral and social revolution of the 1960s and 70s was born and where it came from. And one of the things that I wanted to do in my next book, which is the one we're talking about, my brand new book, What Really Matters, was to demonstrate the direct impact of that moral and social revolution on the things that really matter, on marriage, on family, on parenting, on human life and religious liberty, parental rights and pronouns. And what I wanted to do, especially in light of our 250th year of a birthday for the United States of America, was to offer practical ways in which people in their own communities and the places where God has planted them can help toward the restoration and renewal and regeneration of these institutions that really matter. Because here in Washington, the political class seems to spend a lot of time speaking about and debating about important issues, but not the ones that ultimately determine the fate of the United States of America. So it's a real call, this book. It's a real call to our nation and to our nation's leaders, and above all, to everybody listening to us, to understand what we can do from a practical standpoint to take America forward to that vision of our founders.
Well, let's take an example, a strong one, family. You talk about, the breakdown of the family. Look, if government has certain policies that, in effect, cause people to get divorced, let's say you have welfare scenarios where, okay, if dad stays in the house, the mother is incentivized to she'll get less money if dad stays in the house. But if dad leaves the house, she is then incentivized to have more babies outside of wedlock. And yet having babies outside of wedlock is terrible for her. It's terrible for their children. I mean, all things considered. And yet it's an effect. The government policies are working against the, society flourishing.
I am so glad you asked that. And I'm so glad that you raised that point, Jerry, because that is one of the key narratives of What Really Matters. I actually demonstrate what has happened to marriage because of the overweening progressive imposition and worldview in our nation. Let me give an example. If you and I, Jerry, were having this conversation in 1970, which by the lights of history is essentially yesterday, in 1970, 77% of all homes were made up of a married husband and wife. That number today is 44%. I mean, that is more than a 30-point percentage drop just since 1970. But here's what's even more important, which is to say, what percentage do you think is the American percentage of homes with a married husband and wife with at least one of their children from birth to 18. That number is only 22% of all American homes. And so the impact of the moral and social and cultural revolution that we are talking about is not just a talking point, it's real, which is to say we have a large role to play as Christians in the restoration of our country. And in fact, what I write about in What Really Matters is a monumental work of reclamation and revival. And yet, I remain an incredible and categorical optimist because I think we are already seeing the early fruit and labor of what I call a quiet revival, especially and kind of counterintuitively, Jerry, among a certain percentage of American young men 18 to 30 years old. Something important is happening in that particular segment of American society.
I remember when Charlie Kirk, who was murdered, of course, last September, but he famously said to young men, listen, take responsibility, get married, and have lots of kids.
Absolutely right. And in fact, I think it's really telling that after Charlie Kirk was executed, people at a grassroots level had a categorical outpouring and sadness over the murder of Charlie Kirk. But what is so astonishing is that many American elites didn't even know who he was. Or if they did know who he was, they viewed him incorrectly through some kind of an ideological prism, which was completely incorrect. I'm very honored to say that I knew Charlie Kirk beginning when he was a very young man. Of course, he was a young man murdered at the age of 31 for saying things that the overwhelming majority of the American people already agree with. So this distinction of a worldview between our overseers, our educated and affluent elite, over against where most Americans actually are, is a very telling thing. And I draw this out in What Really Matters, because what is so interesting, Jerry, is that affluent and educated elites, when the cameras are whirring and the lights are on, they say that every kind of so-called family view is acceptable and fine for children. But when the cameras are off and the lights are off, and you look at the empirical data about the way progressive elites actually live in their own home and family sociology, they live very conservatively. They tend to get and stay married. They tend to have their children inside of marriage, and they are preoccupied with making sure that their children do not spend too much time online or with smartphones. So there is a very telling disjunction between what progressive elites actually are preaching in the public square and the way that they actually live in their own communities and homes. And the reason that is because family, marriage, parenting, parental rights, these are the things that make America great. They are the things that make America exceptional. And we need to go tell a new generation that marriage, babies, family, a faith and spiritual center of your life, that these make for a great life. All of the best research says that's the case.
Would you say that America's founding principles were essentially based on the Bible? I mean, things like this that encouraged, families, encouraged education and so forth. I mean, the whole part of this is so strange to me. Tim, in the sense that so many people today chafe at the idea of America 250. They're not happy about America. And yet the fact of the matter is, what does America really stand for? It stands for two things, as I see it. We are under God. We are created by Him. And we, the people, are the ones who are ruling ourselves. So it's sort of strange. You would think that people would welcome that opportunity. So again, are America's founding principles, were they, based on the Bible in some ways?
Absolutely. And in fact, I have an entire chapter in What Really Matters in honor of our 250th birthday called Restoring American History. I'll tell you what is really astonishing, Jerry. Only 13% of American eighth graders are proficient in basic American history. That is really shocking. We have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars on American government and public education, and yet the scores keep going down. And it's not talking points or rhetoric. That is absolutely the case. And in my very strongly held view, we at Focus on the Family believe that our friends at Hillsdale College, their 1776 curriculum, is one of the best things that parents, grandparents, churches, community groups can do to share with the rising generation of young people the story of America. And what you're saying is demonstrably true. The impact of Christianity, the impact of church life, the impact of the Holy Bible on the founding of America is categorically true historically.
Yeah, I remember one time Oz Guinness said in an interview, and it's just one sentence, he said, look, the biblical concept of covenant gave rise to the American Constitution. Oh, that's true.
Absolutely right. It is true. And may I say, the really good news is that when young people are introduced to history, not through a Marxist lens, not through an ideological prism, but when young people are taught the American story, the greatness of the American Revolution, the power and reality of the Civil War, the meaning and purpose of World War I and World War II, the reality of the Great Depression and how faith brought us through that, the idea of the Cold War, it goes on and on. These are the things that constitute the great American story. And it seems to me, Jerry, that the past is now present. We have an incredible way to serve our country. If we are serious about regeneration and renewal and restoration, in my very deeply held view, as I say, we need tools in our toolbox. And that is why I wrote What Really Matters, because I want people not just to understand the cultural challenge that we are in, but I'm eager for people to get a copy of What Really Matters and to read about not just the challenges we face, but also the way forward and what we can do on a practical level in the communities and churches where God has placed us to serve our nation, serve our neighbor, and to move the country towards something better.
You know, it's interesting. Earlier you used the phrase struggling toward utopia. I believe that was one of your earlier books, but there's similar themes here. And I'm reminded of the fact that the word utopia means no place. In other words, society's been stumbling towards nothingness, in effect.
Absolutely right. And that's why I named the book that, because the overseers who created the moral and social revolution of the 1960s and 70s, they were penultimately social engineers. They were impacted by Marxism and by communism. And they believed in a utopian way of reshaping and changing the country. I'm very sorry to report that they were successful. The fact that you look at this 20 or 25 year period of time, the Great Society and so much more, is very disturbing.
All right, we're out of time basically, but I'll give you a website. It is focusonthefamily.org or FOTF.org. Tim Gagline has been our guest, again, Vice President of Focus on the Family. He's written a new book with called What Really Matters. I believe your co-author there is Craig Austin. And
correct.
Sounds like a terrific book, again, on the restoration of faith and family and education. Tim, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless.